Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I did want to get some thoughts on the two divisions that get underway tonight out of the way. So we could do that in just a moment. Let's start, though, with some individual awards. We'll start with the Most Valuable Player Award, Danny. In 2024, call your shot.
Jalen Hurts wins the NFL MVP. The Kellen Moore Offensive Coordinator Renaissance, all the weaponry, all the schemes, the system, the design, it will work this year. Close to 40 total touchdowns for a prolific offense that's going to win the NFC East and be the number two seed, maybe three seed, in the NFC.
I went with my bold prediction earlier of Jared Goff as the MVP. He's about 20, 25 to 1, depending on where you're looking.
It's not crazy.
FanDuel, 25 to 1, good value. He's not my pick, unless we're doing bold predictions, but I definitely see a path to that for Goff. I'll go with Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. They win the division. Less wide receiver help around him, and the narrative is he did more. Maybe he did as a rusher. Maybe he still had the 40-plus combined touchdowns, and he did it with Curtis Samuel and a rookie wide receiver and Keon Coleman. But I'll say Allen, who is 8-1 to win the MVP, gets the nod over Mahomes. At some point, I think people just get tired of rooting or voting, you know, thinking about the same guy.
Happens all the time.
They kind of go outside the box and say, who can I give it to? So Burrow and Allen make the most sense.
Hey, there were years that Michael Jordan didn't win the MVP. Karl Malone did. I'm so sure. Charles Barkley did. I'm so sure. Jordan,
you just want to give it to someone else.
Yeah, people get bored.
I think that's probably how it goes. Rookie of the year. I don't know how many people care about the defensive rookie of the year around these parts, so let's just go O'Roy.
Boring. Chalk. I think we're about to see one of the most prolific rookie seasons in NFL history. The situation is perfect. It's Caleb Williams.
I'm on the same page. It's just hard to fathom him not putting up really good numbers in that offense. And I also think having a top 10 defense means the team's going to be pretty good. Now, maybe they're not going to be behind as often as they have been the last couple of years, so the passing yardage comes down. But I predicted earlier 4,000 yards for Caleb Williams. I think both he and Bo Nix do that. And I do think Caleb Williams gets Chicago over 500 into the playoff mix and is the offensive rookie of the year. I think Jaden will push him, though. I believe that. I think Daniels has a chance to be in the convo because, as you know, I think he's going to run all over the place, make a lot of plays with his feet and with his arm. I think he'll be the ultimate kind of dual threat, and you add up all the numbers, they're going to be pretty impressive.
Yeah, some of the other guys to consider potentially, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to get a prominent role in Arizona. That guy could certainly put up some big numbers if there's a, you know, let's say Caleb Williams misses three games or Jaden Daniels misses a couple, and you know, Neighbors goes for 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns. You could see something like that happening, right? But, yeah, those 1-2 picks at quarterback, those are the prohibitive favorites, rightfully so.
Here's my issue with any receiver, pretty much any non-quarterback. Puka Nacua this past season had the greatest rookie year we've ever seen at the position. Didn't win the award. 105 catches, 1,480 yards, 6 touchdowns. Think about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Over 100 catches and almost 1,500 yards. And C.J. Stroud was really good. I'm not saying he wasn't. But it's not like C.J. Stroud threw 34 touchdowns or something. C.J. Stroud had 23 touchdowns and 5 picks. It was kind of Griffin-ish. It wasn't, you know, a year we don't see. Dak did something like it. Griffin did something like it. And he still won the award over him.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if wide receivers in a narrative award voted on by human beings have a real chance. It's going to be Williams or Nicks or Daniels or, you know, one of those QBs generally is how it goes.
Just real quick, you mentioned defensive rookie of the year. Remember, this draft didn't have a defensive player taken until, what was it, like 13 or 14 or
later,
15,
think,
something like
yeah.
that? Yeah. So, I like, top of my head, I can't remember most of the guys that were taken. My sneaky favorite is Chop Robinson in Miami. They're going to pass a lot. He's going to pass rush a lot. I'll end up with some sacks.
Yeah, I like Dallas Turner as the defensive rookie of the year.
For the Vikings?
Yeah, Minnesota, yeah. They took him as their edge rusher. He had a great preseason opener. Can rush the quarterback a little bit. Also, look out for Jared Verse, who's the defensive end with the Rams that they took in the first round, if you're looking for defensive rookie of the year options. How about your coach of the year in the NFL in 2024? If you're curious about odds, depends on where you're shopping, but Matt Eberflus, 8.5 to 1. Jim Harbaugh, same. Mike McDonald, 10 to 1. Matt LaFleur, 12 to 1. Raheem Morris, 13 to 1. Anything appeal to you there?
Shane Steichen is my answer. Because, again, I'm predicting a really nice season for the Colts.
15 to 1.
I think Anthony Richardson has a really nice year. I am a Colts believer, so I think he ends up winning it.
I would go with maybe Mike McDonald if Seattle, because they could go one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what to think about them. I think they're one of the hardest teams to project and predict. But I could see Seattle maybe going like 9-8, 10-7, being a wild card team. And then McDonald in his first year as a coach of the year at 10 to 1. The other one I would throw out there is Kevin O'Connell at 20 to 1. Minnesota probably won't be good enough.
But if they're a playoff team,
oh, yeah.
with everything that happened,
if they go 9-8, like to me, that's a hell of a coaching job. And then I would just throw out Matt LaFleur. What if they overtake Detroit in the North and win that division? Nobody thinks they're going into the season. LaFleur would be in that conversation, I would think, right?
You would think so. Yeah, I mean, just when it basically it's when we all think something's going to happen and then it doesn't. And something positive took its place, that's when your coach of the year comes up. I don't know if that made any sense, but the whole world thinks Detroit's going to win that game by or win that division by 3 games. If Green Bay does, because they beat Detroit a couple times and they're the best team, then you could see a LaFleur rising to the top.
All right, how about we go AFC North? Ravens play tonight, so we got to go through our projected standings. Finishing order. I know you have Baltimore winning the division. What do you have after that?
Cincinnati a game behind them. I think they're right there. They're frisky. They're a team nobody would want to play in the playoffs, rightfully so. When they were healthy, they went to a conference title game, and they've been to the Super Bowl. So I got Baltimore 1, Cincy 2. I think Cleveland finishes 3rd just because that defense is so good. They've got great personnel, but I think they're a quarterback away. I think Pittsburgh finishes 4th, losing the tiebreaker maybe at 8-9.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Done.
So I'll get cute, I guess, to make things a little different. I already had the Bengals winning the division, you know that. I'll say the Browns 2nd and the Ravens 3rd.
Whoa.
So I'll go Cincinnati at maybe 12-5. Cleveland at 11-6, maybe 10-7. And then I'll go with the Ravens at 9-8. Outside looking in is either the last wild card team or maybe even missing out on the playoffs, a little over 500. I'm not completely convinced Lamar Jackson will make it through a fully healthy season again. When he's done that, he's been an MVP a couple times in the last 4 seasons. But obviously, he has issues at times finishing the year out. That was the case in 2 of the last 3 years. So that's a factor for me generally with him. Also, I've talked about this probably too much, but, I mean, they lost a lot on the defensive coaching staff, on the defensive side of the ball. I've still got some questions there. I've heard good things about Zach Gore, their new defensive coordinator, and I'll be rooting for him because he's a really young coach getting a shot, and I'm into that. But I think they're going to miss Mike McDonald, who we just mentioned is now in Seattle as the head coach of the Seahawks. So I'll go Bengals 1, Browns 2. My bugaboo there is obviously Deshaun Watson, who's just not that good.
Yep.
But they're so good everywhere else. I think they're going to be great defensively, and I do like their weapons around him to elevate him to basically, you know, slightly above average quarterback play maybe, and that should be enough to get them to double digits. And then I'll have the Steelers rounding it out as well. You said this earlier today that your surprise, I guess, or disappointment would be Pittsburgh because you have them maybe under 500 for the first time.
For the first time?
I could see that. I don't like the quarterback situation with Wilson. I don't know that Fields is any better, although I think he'll start more games. And it's just, how many years can you finish 9-8 or 10-7 with a bad offense? At some point, the clock's going to strike midnight.
Yeah, they got away with it with like guts and bubblegum and heart and whatever grit last year, somehow winning those 9 games. They won a game where I think the offense had like 12 yards, numbers approximate. The schedule is not easy, in my opinion. It gets harder because, again, you don't have the easy button for your offense. I think it's going to be a struggle, even though I like Arthur Smith, especially as an offensive mind. Go back to what he did in Tennessee. Pretty innovative, pretty smart, pretty sharp. Turned Ryan Tannehill into somebody that was serviceable and decent. But I just don't see it. I don't see it with this Pittsburgh team. They're built on defense, good coaching, and toughness, and that only goes so far.
They also aren't good at wide receiver outside of George Pickens. Nobody seems to care about that.
Yeah.
Like George Pickens, everyone claims is a wide receiver one. I think he's kind of one-dimensional. He always catches the ball along the sideline on basically nine-route type stuff. He's taken a couple slants and in-breakers at the line of scrimmage to the house, but just not a whole lot of diversity to his portfolio to me. But beyond him, it's Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson, who's on like his fourth team. They drafted Roman Wilson in the third round, who's buried on the depth chart right now. The former speedster with the Bucks when Brady was there, Scotty Miller, is with the Steelers now. But I don't know. That's not a very good receiver.
And we're not used to that, by the way. Pittsburgh, for you know, every team's got something they always seem to get right. Pittsburgh was receiver U, basically, right?
Yeah.
Like, just one guy would give way to the next guy who was just a superstar at that spot, and they just haven't had that, really.
They traded Deontay Johnson, who dropped a lot of passes but caught a ton of passes as well for them the last few years, to the AFC.
Carolina?
To Carolina, yeah. Right, to the Panthers. And by getting him out of the division to the NFC and the other conference, they don't have to worry about it, but at the same time, I think they're going to worry about their receiver room. How about we pivot to the AFC West with the Chiefs hosting the Ravens tonight? Pecking order in that division starts for both of us with Kansas City. What's it look like after that?
So I think the Chargers are going to be massively improved. Now, I think that you lower your ceiling when you play this way, but you raise your floor. They're going to be smash mouth, Nebraska in the 90s, wishbone, tongue in cheek here, but basically they're going to thump. Josh Palmer's their best wideout, who is basically a tight end. They're going to play heavy, try to make it easy on Justin Herbert, make a play or two that way. But, you know, this is what Jim Harbaugh does. He rolls in, plays his style, plays his way. You're going to win more with that guy in charge. So you're going to have to deal with some personality stuff. Like, it's going to be difficult. He's going to alienate a bunch of people and make it hard to work with him. But your football teams are going to get better. So it's certainly the price you pay. I think the Chargers ascend in that division, mostly because I don't think anyone else is any good.
I'm going to say second behind the Chiefs would be the Chargers as well. I'm higher on the Broncos, I think, than a lot of people. I like Sean Payton more, who's
how
become
high?
A punching
like,
bag.
Give me a level here.
Like, if they finish second over the Chargers, it wouldn't surprise
wouldn't
me.
Crazy. Okay.
Like, that high? Like, I picked Bo Nix to go for 4,000 yards earlier in the day?
Yeah.
You know, now, I don't love Bo Nix long-term or anything like that. I think he's a good fit with Payton. I think they're going to have a pretty good thing this year with a quick game and how they operate and insulate him offensively. But I'm going to say, you know, Chiefs 11-6 because they're not going to really have to hit the gas pedal very often. They'll lose a couple games, just kind of taking weeks off, proverbially, that they don't need to win. Probably could be better than that, but won't. Then I'll say the Chargers are 9-8, the Broncos are 8-9, and the Raiders are 7-10. Kind of spread out that way.
Did we sleep on the fact that Broncos last year 8-9? Like, everyone thinks they're going to stink on ice and
exactly.
Be terrible. They were awful in the beginning of the season. We saw that firsthand with Washington. But I think they finished 7-4 down the stretch without all that much, and now handpicked quarterback. Again, I think it's probably unfair to expect the world from Bo Nix initially, but the fit is really good with he and Sean Payton. You could just picture kind of like that New Orleans-style 2.0 outside. Super quick passes, running backs involved, keeping things close to the line of scrimmage, maybe the occasional shot play, but that's not what they major in. they're not bad, Denver. I think they finished third in that division.
This is kind of where I'm going. I mean, they got a decent cast, too. Cortland Sutton, Josh Reynolds, Marvin Mims. They drafted two receivers in rounds 4 and 7 as well. Javonte Williams, Jaleel McLaughlin's kind of an underrated running back. Autric Estime, they drafted in the 5th round as well. Pretty deep at that position. I still like Adam Trautman, who Sean Payton had experience with in New Orleans. Greg Dulcich comes over at tight end, a former 3rd round pick. So, yeah, there's a lot to like to me about that offense. I'm curious about the defense. I'm not really sold yet. I know Payton and Lombardi will do a pretty good job when they've got the ball. Vance Joseph having the time of his life on the defensive side of the ball. Still got some questions there. Mm-hmm. Special teams coordinator there, by the way. Former Commanders great, Ben Kotwicka.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's in Denver now.
Oh, wow. I think Greg Winuski's there, too, by the way.
Are you kidding me?
Inside linebackers, I think. I think I read that. I think.
That's a random thing to think that you know.
I think it.
I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you told me Greg Winuski lived next to me, I would say that might be the case. If you told me he coached for the Broncos, I would also say maybe.
I can confirm. He is the inside linebackers coach as of last year.
Here we go.
For the Denver Broncos.
Greg Winuski.
Score one for Danny.
Oh, Greg Winuski.
Still kicking.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.